It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I mean, Jerry, you know, we talk about this. Two things I want to get to here, BT. Number one, like, I'm happy the Mets are playing well. Everybody needs to relax a little bit. Like, it's all like, oh, everybody's been sleeping on Brandon Nimmo. Like, he's the greatest player, the most underrated player in the history of the sport. Hey, guys, I got news for you. If he were doing this from the start of the season, or if he did this throughout the course of his career, he would be an all-star. The Mets would be better off for it. They wouldn't be a pathetic team the last season. They wouldn't have choked against Atlanta.
How are you negative out of this? Hey, what are you talking about?
Because it's just annoying.
You won last night.
Yeah, I understand, and I'm happy about that, but the Mets are 500. Like, the Phillies are blowing them away in the division. We're acting like, oh my God, the Mets are the great. Like, let's just pump the brakes a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Now, the other thing that bothers me, and trust me when I tell you this, I'm not, like, this is not a personal attack against Pete Alonso. I have no issues with him personally. I don't even know Pete Alonso personally. I have an issue with him getting selected to the All-Star game. Why, BT?
He didn't earn it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
why.
Because he's not an All-Star this year. Okay, yeah. That's number one.
Yeah.
And then Ken Rosenthal.
I agree with you.
Ken Rosenthal wrote an article, and I thought he explained it pretty well. That, and I didn't really think much of it at the time when it came out, because I don't really care about the All-Star game, nor did I really think Pete Alonso was going to be selected, and I certainly don't care about the Home Run Derby. But Pete said openly, I'll participate in the Home Run Derby if I'm selected to the All-Star game. Major League Baseball looking to make the Home Run Derby a thing, obviously chose Pete Alonso to be an All-Star because they wanted him to participate in the Home Run Derby. And in turn, it ends up hurting his teammates. And you think Pete, who, by the way, was not there for the meeting that turned around this season, because he got hit on the hand that day and he wasn't there. He wasn't there for the meeting that turned around the team season. He has been one of the least impactful Mets in this season's turnaround. And show me the numbers. Show me the film. Dispute that. Like, this is not my opinion. This is facts. Pete Alonso has been one of the least significant Mets as far as this turnaround goes. We've rattled off 6-7 guys that are ahead of him. And you would think that Pete Alonso, after being wrongfully selected to the All-Star game, while acknowledging that he was excited to go and participate in the All-Star game,
yeah,
he could have very easily said, and he was asked about it directly. I went back and watched it again today just to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked directly about Lindor and Nimmo getting overlooked. And he was like, yeah, well, I'm sure if, you know, guys, spots open up and guys don't want to go, guys get hurt, maybe those guys could go. The way that you would handle that as a leader, as an All-Star, as a, you know, 3 years in a row All-Star, as one of the faces of the franchise, as Pete Alonso either thinks he is or some people think that he is. The way that you would handle that is saying, look, it's a great honor to be able to be selected for the All-Star game. I don't think I'm having a good enough season. I wish I was having a better season, but I'll take it. Really, who should be going is Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo, or one or the other, however he felt at the time. He didn't say that. And to me, it just came across as selfish. I'm not trying to make a huge deal of this, but it was written about it in The Athletic from Ken Rosenthal as well. And that's how I feel, that if you're a leader, if you're not selfish, you would handle things in a different way. Like Nimmo and Lindor did themselves a year ago, or 2 years ago, whenever it was, where they were talking about, oh, you know, Nimmo should really go. Lindor saying Nimmo should go to the All-Star game, and Lindor saying Nimmo should go. That, to me, is how you should handle yourself. I think I'm just done with Pete Alonso at this point. I thought he was going to have a big year. He didn't. I want to move. The Mets need to trade Alonso. Like, it's
oh
not
my
just
God,
that.
I mean, what?
I know. There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. The irony is that of all the things that are there, the only thing I agree with you on is the last thing that you said. Yeah, I do believe that the Mets should move on from Pete. I got to be honest here, Sal. You're nitpicking. I mean, is it Pete Alonso's responsibility to be the All-Star police? I'm not saying that he couldn't have, you know, propped up some of his teammates, and Nimmo and Lindor both did it. You know, there's a different way to handle it. Yeah, no, it's an honor. Anytime you get a chance to represent the Mets in this great game of baseball on that stage, it's an honor. I've always, you know, I've dreamt about this since I was a kid, but you know, a couple of the guys in that clubhouse deserve to be there as well. They've been playing crisp. You know, I deserve to be there
more than I do. Like, there's no harm in saying
there's
that.
There's no harm. But I think at the end of the day, we just have to realize he's socially awkward. He's not good in front of a microphone. Doesn't make him a bad guy at all.
Well,
it just doesn't make him
guy.
A leader.
Yeah, well, understood. I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
I know you're not.
I'm just saying that I feel like I just had it with Pete Alonso. Not that they need to get rid of him. And by the way, they're not going to trade him. But they're also not going to give him the big contract that he wants.
So they're going to do the wrong thing then. So they're not going to retain him, which you and I both agree they should not.
Right.
They're not going to trade him, which means they'll get no assets. So they're going to do the absolute dumbest thing for the franchise and let him walk out the door and get nothing.
Or maybe keep him the rest of this year, try to make the playoffs, see what could happen, and then see if they can come to some kind of agreement. Because you don't know what the market's going to be for Alonso. I don't think it's going to be a robust market.
Like, I don't either.
Yeah, we said that before the year, and certainly now, I don't care how many All-Star games or how many home runs he hits in the home run derby, Pete's not going to get the big contract that he thought he was going to get. So let's say it's a 1 or 2 year deal. Could the Mets extend at that particular point? Sure. I'm just looking at it. First and foremost, I look at the team and the success that the team has had. Pete has been an insignificant part of that success. If he were playing better, maybe they would be closer to the Phillies in the division. I don't know, but he's been really insignificant as far as the impact has gone, where you look at Lindor, Nemo, Vientos, Alvarez, we went over, J.D. Martinez, plenty of guys have been more impactful than Pete Alonso. So that's number one.
Iglesias.
Yeah.
I mean,
seriously,
you know, a couple of hits again.
I know it sounds odd. He has been.
Yeah.
Defensively, offensively, he's been more impactful. The energy that he brings in, the clubhouse chemistry, all those different things. So that's number one to me. And then number two, the more I thought about it, and then you read Ken Rosenthal's article with talking about shortchanging two of his teammates by saying that I'm going to go to the All-Star game only if I'm selected to the Home Run Derby, and clearly that's what Major League Baseball did. Now, you're right. That's on them.
Yeah.
It's not Pete's fault.
Not the All-Star police.
But he should have said, I'm not deserved of being the only All-Star on this team. I'm having a down year. I expected more of myself.
Yeah.
Those guys should be going before I go.
Well, I mean, they're a game over 500. How many Mets do you want to be there?
No, I think Lindor.
So at least if Lindor was there and nobody else was, you're fine. Then you think they got it right at that point.
And again, let me just reiterate this too, because I said this earlier in the week. It's nobody's fault but their own. If Lindor and Nemo were doing this since April, they'd be in the All-Star game.
No, I get it. I want to go back to something he said. This is a little different from how Pete, in your eyes, and I get it. I don't fault him for it, but I understand what you're saying. Not, elevating his teammates when he was asked about his own All-Star selection. Okay. But do you think that Major League Baseball actually catered to him? Like, I know that it seems that way.
I think they wanted him in the Home Run Derby.
Understood. But, think about now the Home Run Derby. It is what it is. You either get into it or you don't. For about 15 years, I completely rejected it. My son's nine. Now I watch it.
Right.
When he's older, I probably won't. But this is not Mark McGwire. This is not Griffey. This is not Bonds. This is not Alex Rodriguez. It's Pete Alonso. You tell me that Major League Baseball's jumping through hoops to get Pete Alonso at the Home Run Derby?
I mean, that's what basically Rosenthal is saying.
Anybody that's not a Mets fan have a Pete Alonso jersey in the world?
But he is a good home run hitter. He is a guy that won this Home Run Derby, two times in a row, whatever it was?
Yeah, it's twice, right?
Yeah, okay, I think.
Yeah.
So okay, exactly. I remember the
first one. He's trying to get his third, I believe.
Okay, fine, but he lost last year, wants another one. But so, he is a draw. Whether you and I are into it or not, I do think Alonso, because of his home run prowess and his past success in the Home Run Derby, is a draw for Major League Baseball to have in that tournament, especially where they have top guys not participating in it. Like, if Aaron Judge were in it, then maybe they could be like, all right, well, we don't care. But Judge doesn't want to do it, or whatever. Some of the stars don't want to do it, or guys are hurt. Whatever the case may be, I do think they catered to Pete, because he said flat out, I'm only going to participate if I'm an All-Star. Meaning that if they were to say, all right, well, we want Pete in the Derby, but we really got to pick Lindor as an All-Star, they're going to struggle to find somebody in the Home Run Derby. If Pete didn't say that, they could have said, okay, Lindor is the All-Star, I'm going to have Pete there in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't think Pete moves the needle nearly as much for the Home Run Derby as you're positioning that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't impact advertising rates. Are you telling me? I'm not saying the answer is no, but are you telling me that whatever portion of America tunes in to watch the Home Run Derby, when they tease coming up next, the big slugger for the Mets, Pete Alonso, the polar bear. Are you telling me that people are so entranced by his presence that they refuse to turn the dial?
I'm saying that major, and it's not just me. Again, this is Ken Rosenthal.
I hear you.
Yeah. Major League Baseball wanted Pete Alonso in that Home Run Derby. Right or wrong, believe it or not, he wanted Pete Alonso in that Home Run Derby.
I got one more question for you. Yeah. But your biggest gripe is the way he answered the All-Star, and the way that he forced baseball's hand by being so forward about, if I'm not an All-Star, I'm not going to the Derby. That's your biggest gripe. And then the way he didn't really, not defend, but prop up Nemo and Lindor. Fair encapsulation?
My biggest gripe is that this has been a selfish move.
Okay, that's what I thought.
By Pete. Yes.
Okay, so Let's role play for one sec before we get these calls. I'm Pete, your reporter. Okay. Ask me however you want to ask me about what you just said.
Pete, how about getting selected to the All-Star game this season?
I'm going to remove the ums because we'll be here forever. He's a big um guy. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Well, it's an honor. You know, it's a thrill. It's been a dream of mine since I was a kid trying to hit home runs in the backyard with a wiffle ball, and I'm really looking forward to representing the Mets. And yeah, I will tell you though, you know, even though we don't have the best record, I think Francisco Lindor's been amazing. I think Brandon Nimmo's been amazing. I'd like to see a little bit more company the way we've been playing, really the hottest team in baseball the last month or so, last 5 weeks. I don't think it's a real great representation of what we've done for a good part of the early stretch of the summer. But again, I'm happy to be there, but I'd like more company. Okay.
I take that.
You know, yes. I know. But if he said that, I know, of course, I knew you would take it. Here's my real question. If he said that, would that change your position on Pete? Like, is he a leader? Does he fit? Is he good for the culture? Should you keep him?
Put it this way. When Nimmo and Lindor did it to each other, I think it was a year ago, where Nimmo was saying, Lindor, like they were asking him about, hey, how do you feel to get, you know, not get selected to the All-Star game or whatever? And he's like, well, I think Lindor should be gone. You know, that's the guy. And then Lindor said the same thing. Nah, you know, for me, you know, whatever, but Nimmo really deserves to be going. That showed me then, I remember feeling this way then, so this is not like a new thing, that, wow, that's a sign of leadership. So, yes, if Pete Alonso said, look, I'm happy to be going to the All-Star game, and you guys know how much I love the Home Run Derby, but I'd be lying to you if I said I felt like I truly deserve it, because I hold myself to a higher standard. I'm not having the most successful, impactful year that I want. And as a matter of fact, there have been guys on this team like Lindor and Nimmo who have been better than I have, and they should have gotten selected before I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Yep.
Of the situation, not how Pete feels. That's the truth. B, if you say that, you come across looking great. You're selected to the All-Star game anyway, and you're propping up your teammates. Like, that's what an unselfish face of the franchise / leader does. We all know Pete's not a leader at this point. If you think that, you're just not paying attention. But this just really cemented it and hammered it home to me. And then to see Rosenthal, like, it's one thing for us who watch them all the time say that, to hear Rosenthal basically calling him out, and he called out Major League Baseball as well, you know, Major League Baseball shortchanging two of his teammates because Pete said, I'm only going if I'm an All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
Almost forcing their hand. They didn't have to, but if they wanted them in the Home Run Derby, they're taking him. So it's the two things. It's what he said, then, or three things, really. What he said, then the way baseball acted, and then him not even saying that his teammates are more deserving than he is, which is just the truth, BT. That bothers me about
him. He's aloof. He's always been aloof. He's he's never going to change. I don't think he's...
Right, but that's why I want to move on.
Understood, but I just wanted to ask you, like, if he would have positioned it differently, would it change big picture about his future? The answer is probably not, but
I wouldn't be talking today about, I think the Mets would be better off without him. Like, now I'm almost at a point where I really do believe
this bothers you.
Well,
this annoys you.
It does.
Yeah, I can tell.
Because I think it actually hurts the team. Having a guy with that type of...
ego?
Presence. Like, he...
lack of perspective?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
He's... Look, we could say what we want about the down year. He got selected to the All-Star game. He is the lone All-Star. He is one of the stars of their team. I don't want that being one of the stars of the team that I root for. That's the way that I would say it. It's not a knock on him personally. He seems like a great guy. Hopefully he gets a big contract. I think the Mets are better off without Pete Alonso. And I've said this for a while anyway, because on the field impact... But that type of stuff, that's not what you want from a supposed leader or face of the franchise. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Bayonne. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Sal, you know, I can't agree with you more about Pete Alonso. There's not a more frustrating player on this team than Pete Alonso. And as a Mets fan, I don't look at him as the same as I looked at like a David Wright or a DeGrom. You know, he's not the leader of the team. Over the weekend, I took the family out to PNC Park to see, you know, the Pirates and the Mets. And, you know, every time Pete comes up, this guy does not strike fear into any pitcher that he's facing. Pitchers are pounding this guy down and away with sliders. His plate discipline is not there.
And I get it on the Alonso, and I think we're all on the same page, at least me, you, and Sal. Like, I'm defending him a little bit with the All-Star stuff because he is socially awkward. I don't think it's his job to necessarily speak to the state of All-Star status, but you just contradicted yourself. You said, you know, it doesn't strike fear in the pitcher's hearts. First of all, you have no idea what a pitching staff is thinking about when Alonso steps in the box, and the fact that they feed him outside sliders tells you that they're afraid of him.
BT, I gotta disagree because the guy makes he's not making an impact. When is the last time this guy has come up to the plate and had a big time?
I don't really like him as a player, but this is just baseball 101. I'm just breaking it to you.
Right.
When you throw a power hitter soft stuff on the outer portion of home plate, you're doing it because you don't want to avoid his wheelhouse. And think about this. Remember when Scherzer made Aaron Judge look foolish at Citi 2 years ago? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
During the Subway Series? How did he do it? Outside sliders on the black. I mean, it's a little baseball contradiction. Your point is received. Pete's not the man, and he never will be here. And he's probably going to be an ex-Met. But, is this the day that I'm going to have to defend Pete? Are we going to get so petty here? Everybody will start picking on Pete Alonso? First of all, you won last night. He had a couple of hits.
He didn't score from second on a double.
I did see your tweet. That's
unacceptable.
I did see that tweet. And I don't disagree. I don't disagree on that one.
Like, that's unacceptable.
And nitpick a little bit here. Jeez.
I know. You're right. And I almost, like, a part of me does actually feel bad. But I'm just telling you how I feel. It bothers me. If go back and watch, and you can search anything now, they have it all. Go back and watch how Lindor and Nemo handled the same questions last year about not being selected to the All-Star game. They each said, now whether they truly felt it, and I do believe that they did to a certain extent, but they were volleying back and forth. It was almost like, all right, guys, enough. Where Lindor's like, no, Nemo should really go. And Nemo's, no, Lindor should really go. That to me just showed, even if you don't truly believe it,
it's good for team chemistry.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it should be what Pete truly believes because it's factually correct. Pete Alonso does not deserve to go to the All-Star game ahead of Lindor or Brandon Nimmo. Both those guys are more deserving of an All-Star nod. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, but when Pete gets selected, after saying he would only participate in the Home Run Derby if he got selected to the game, then baseball does acquiesce and select him to be their lone representative so they could have him in the Home Run Derby, and he doesn't even say anything of substance or worth about the two guys who clearly are major snubs here. It rubs me the wrong way.
So this is clearly emblematic of a much bigger issue. Let's say Jalen Brunson, and this will not be the case because he will be a lock next year.
Yeah.
Let's say Jalen's going to make the All-Star team? And Jalen says, you know what? I'll only do the 3-point shootout if I'm an All-Star.
Right.
We won't hold it against him because he's already got a ton of equity here in 2 years.
Well, do you think he would do something like that?
I don't. I don't think he would do that.
And also, let's say he had a down year, but Bridges was lighting it up.
He would absolutely say,
these guys should go, not me.
That's why I say it's emblematic of a bigger issue.
It is.
I know. I get that. But, you know, let's...
Combined with the production, if Pete were hitting 50 home runs, maybe it'd be a little... It's just, it's a culmination of a lot that's gone on here. And I'm just...
You're tired of
it. I'm rubbed the wrong way, but yeah, I am. And I think the Mets would be better off just moving on. Danny is calling from Queens Village. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
How are you, Danny?
So, thanks, Dan.
I'm gonna defend Pete here. So the Home Run Derby, right? Look at the participants in the Home Run Derby. Pete is the show. Pete is the Home Run Derby.
Who's in it, by the way? I'm not even sure. Who's in it?
Exactly. Alec Baum.
I think Henderson.
All-Star.
Witt Jr.
All-Star.
Henderson. Yeah.
Teoscar Hernandez.
Tremendous Azuna, season.
Ramirez. Bobby Witt Jr. But Alonso's that premier power hitter.
They're all better than Pete.
That is representing the Home Run Derby.
Yeah. All right, but then that's the Home Run Derby. What about, and I don't even care about the freaking Home Run Derby. I'm more talking about.
This is, I'm solely on the Home Run Derby right here.
Danny, understood. But because of that Home Run Derby, he took away an All-Star nod from either one of his teammates who were more deserving, Lindor or Brandon Nimmo. You don't care about that?
I agree 100%. Nimmo should 100% be in line.
But that's not his fault, though.
For the MLB to put the Home Run Derby on a big stage, and Alonso is the guy.
Well, no, he's not. He's not the guy. Yeah, I mean, first of all,
I think he's
not
more
the guy.
He's more the guy that you think in that regard.
Yeah, but who would you rather?
He's a draw. He's a two-time champion in recent years. Like, it's a draw to have that guy in there.
I get that. I mean, it's like having a two-time dunk contest. I get it. You want him back to defend the title, or even though he didn't win it last year, somebody who's been, you know, very heroic in the home run sense. Understood. But to me, the show is Gunnar Henderson. Witt's in there. Who else is in there? Z, you tell me in my ear, right? Witt and Henderson.
Ozuna.
Jose Ramirez. Boom.
Ramirez is going to be a Hall of Famer. Bomb's an all-star for the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, basically their entire
Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, I got you.
But Pete should be in the home. He should be in the home run derby, although based on his amount of home runs this year, probably not. But he should be in there because of his, you know, former success there. But he should not be an all-star.
But that's not his fault.
But he said, if I'm not an all-star, I'm not playing in it. Now, you're right.
I don't even really hold that again. That's a logistical thing.
Fair
enough. But I don't want to go. Where is it again? I don't even know where it is.
Texas.
That's right. Yeah. It's in Texas. I don't want to go, I don't know, 900 miles, 1,400 miles to take, you know, 71 swings and get on a plane and go home. I don't blame him.
I'll meet you there. That's fine. Like, I didn't really have a big problem with it. But being that it did directly cost his teammates, at least one of them, a deserving spot, the least that could have happened is Pete say, I am very appreciative of going. I can't wait to participate in the Home Run Derby. My teammates, specifically Francisco and Brandon, deserve the All-Star vote more than I did.
And Iglesias as well.
Yeah. And Vientos and Alvarez and Martinez, BT and Sal, and Severino.
I was going to say, Sevy, back up. Better back up next time. Darling's going to kill you. Darling was absolutely right on the money.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls on the other side. 888-808-1019 on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. The other thing about it, BT, is that what about from Lindor's or Nimmo's perspective? You don't think, or even the other guys in that clubhouse, you don't think that they view this as being selfish? Now, maybe some of them don't really give a crap. I guarantee you Lindor and Nimmo do because they seem to be at least annoyed on some level that they didn't get selected. I'm not saying they blame Pete, but when you have Pete taken front and center now, the All-Star game wants him in there, or Major League Baseball wants him in there for the Home Run Derby, they know, he knows that he shouldn't be going and that they should be going. He doesn't acknowledge it. You don't think that that bothers them at least a little bit and could potentially cause some issues?
To cause issues, no, because I think whoever Pete is day to day is already, you know, processed and taken into account. I don't think this will, and I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's amazing. Like, I don't think Pete walks in as the unquestioned leader where everybody genuflexes. I think Pete is just kind of looked. I think this is my long distance read. You know, the big old lumberjack who rolls in and hits bombs, that he's a little goofy and a little aloof and obtuse with certain things, and he's liked. I don't know if he's loved. I don't know if he's revered. I think he's liked. I think so, too. I don't think
that's different, though, than, you know, being like, okay, yeah, whatever, we like him, but also maybe not taking him seriously as being a leader.
Yeah, I also don't think it's going to really matter at the end of the day because I don't think Pete's going to be here past the season. And I've always thought that.
Right, and you think that's going to be because the Mets don't want him here.
Yes, but it's not because of the All-Star snubs. It's that he's going to be 31. He's a righty. He's slow-footed. He's an average first baseman. And he's a 235, 240 hitter now.
Right. I just don't. This, to me, is just not. It's not being a good teammate. And for one of your biggest stars, and nobody can deny he is one of their biggest stars. You could talk about the impact he's had or whatever it may be this year.
Yeah.
But he is one of their biggest stars. If you ask anybody outside of this town and name two Mets, likely you're going to get Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor.
100%.
I mean,
those are the two names that you get.
Right. To me, Nimmo's going to start to take that next step. We've already seen it.
Alvarez. Yes, Alvarez is the guy.
Vientos is, I mean, We talked about that, the core four for them coming into the year, Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, McNeil.
Oof, please, it's core four. We can't throw that around with those. I understand.
You're right.
Sounds weird.
I know. I hate when they do that. The big three, the core four, but whatever. They're four key pieces.
Yeah, I got it. I just have a little respect.
True. I know
the Yankees are down, but let's not lose complete.
I didn't mean to take away from the Yankees core four. The actual
Thank
core
you.
Four. But the Mets key.
Yeah.
Pieces.
It's hard to work around that. I got in your head.
It's Lindor, Nimmo, and now you would put Alvarez
100%
in there.
100%
Alvarez. Either J.D. Martinez or you put Vientos in there. I mean, the way the teams go this year, Iglesias, as you said before, but it's just not McNeil and Alonso anymore, and I think the Mets are better off for that.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I do think this is the beginning of the end for Pete, and it has been a while, not this incident with the All-Star game, but this just rubs me the wrong way. To me, it's Pete being selfish. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Damian is in St. James. What's up, Damian?
Yo, what's going on, guys? I have 2 points that will further your point, Sal, about him being a selfish oaf.
Basically,
FYI. Well, I
okay,
am.
Yes.
But so just in terms of the All-Star game alone, that is very telling, that comment, in the sense that you have to think about it. He's being egotistical because he's trying to build up his cachet to be re-signed with someone, right? So don't you think that he was on late night TV after the first time he was on the Home Run Derby. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that he wants to pick up his cachet nationally again to help him? And to me, I think that's a selfish act.
Well, hold on, Damien. Is he being egotistical or is he being smart from a business perspective? Come on.
No, he's smart, but the fact he's kicking, he couldn't give respect to the other two guys on the team.
Well, listen, if the other guys had so much respect, then maybe they would have been voted for.
Yeah, but that's his mindset. My second point will further this. The team meeting. I understand he got hurt, okay? But look at it from the perspective of the players. That pivotal moment that changed the season around, supposedly, he wasn't in the room. You don't think that was on purpose? You couldn't have moved that meeting till when he was a bit available? Because you don't look at him as any sort of leader or any sort of anything.
I don't think it was on purpose, and thank you for the call. I don't think it was on purpose, but I do feel like without his presence there, it might have allowed other guys like J.D. Martinez, who said, he didn't say anybody specifically, but was saying like he's trying to get his feel. You know how it is. You walk into a new clubhouse.
100%.
Or whatever it is. Like, we don't walk into clubhouses, but in our walks of life, you walk into a new job or a new school or
yep.
new class. Like, you know, you don't just... Although, BT, I get the feeling you'd just walk in and be like, what's up? This is my house, baby. Dropping wiffle balls
different.
And hitting home runs at MLB Network.
Yeah. I felt different when I first, even though I was right down the hall when I was hired here to come to WFAN.
Different animal.
I knew you. I didn't know you very well. But I mean, I knew you a little bit. I saw Boomer and Gio a lot, but I didn't really know them. And now I just feel ingratiated. I think I'm part of the team, but I feel different, much different now than I did when I first walked down the hall.
But you weren't walking in like, you know, taking over yet because you just get a feel for the lay of the land.
Got to read the room.
Everybody can relate to this in any walk of life. Like I said, classrooms, whatever it may be. So J.D. Martinez comes in. He's an experienced veteran, but he's new. And he's trying to figure out the lay of the land, you know, the lay of the landscape, whatever it may be, and seeing how that clubhouse works. And Pete is a big presence. I even think it has an impact on Lindor and has, like, okay, who's gonna be the alpha? Who's taking over? What, you know, groups are we at? It happens all the time. It's not a knock on these guys, but maybe Pete not being there allowed somebody else to step up, like J.D. Martinez, and then, I don't know, became more loose. Who the hell knows? I'm not there, but do the math. I'm not there. Neither was Pete the day that they had that big meeting. One thing I do want to push back on real quick and defend Pete was our last caller said that he's looking for the attention. And well, if that was the case, he would just say, I'll participate in the Home Run Derby no matter what.
Yeah.
He said he was only going if he was going to be an All-Star.
Yeah, although it is, you know, obviously it's got more sizzle if it's, you know, Home Run Derby participant and... what, three or four time All-Star? I also think, to be honest with you, like chemistry in baseball, you know, Lindor needed this to happen and, you know, Martinez needed that. Like, it's also a way to explain poor play away. Like, you know, it's not a football locker room, and I know you're with each other more because you play 162 games, but you just get in the batter's box, do your job. This is not high school where you have, like, Lindor leading 24 guys stretching. It just doesn't work that way.
But being comfortable in an environment with other people that you're going to battle with every single night, I think is very important.
I do too, but I don't think it should take 4 years to get to that comfort level like it's apparently taking Lindor to fully get there.
But what if it's not comfortable because somebody else and he can't...
Well, is Alonso making it uncomfortable?
I'm not saying Alonso.
I don't think that he did. Yeah. I just think now... maybe Lindor was reticent to show his full leadership flex, if you will, because of Pete. Not that Pete was even doing anything wrong.
All right, but just Pete is.
Yeah, he but was to me, that's guy. More on Lindor because if Pete's not doing it, if Pete's just existing being Pete, good old, big old country boy Pete here to hit bombs and not do much more, it's not Pete Alonso's fault.
At that point, he was the guy on the team. I mean, he was here before Lindor. He had that big rookie season.
First round pick right out of Florida.
So he was the face of the franchise. So
he earned it.
Lindor's coming in and not playing second fiddle, but, you know, it's Pete's clubhouse or Pete's, again.
It's 4 years ago, Sal.
Well, things are changing now.
Well, it's about time.
Understood. But they're also having some success now because of that. Liam is calling from Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Liam?
Phone here from the last call. But, yeah, I honestly agree what you guys are saying over there. But let's just hope he can get back in form and finish off the season strong is what I think.
Well, what do you mean? Pete, you're talking about?
Yeah. After the home run derby, if he can find his groove again and then, you know, maybe he'll start being Pete Alonso again, because this year it hasn't seemed like he has been.
Yeah, I mean, look, do they need him? And thank you for the call, Liam. Do they need Pete to get back to being Pete Alonso? I don't think they need that, BT, but they certainly would welcome it. I don't even know if he's got it in him anymore, especially now.
He's got it in him.
Here in his walk year, I think maybe
he's
elsewhere.
Got it. Maybe, but he's got it in him. What does he have, 18 home runs now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, before you know it's middle of July here. How many games left?
You projected his numbers the other day. They were
86 ish RBIs.
Yeah, and like 30 something homers.
Yeah,
but for him, that's a bad year.
Yeah, well, listen, I'll bring up as an example my favorite player of all time, Don Mattingly. The year that Mattingly had 145 RBIs, who was batting first? It was Ricky.
Right.
Is there a reason there's a correlation why Donnie was amazing. And he would, you know, hit 330, 340 with home runs and do everything that Donnie did. But when you get up with Ricky on first and then steal second, then Willie Randolph punching him to third base, and you hit a little sack fly, let alone a double or a home run, you get a couple of RBIs just like that. You're going to wind up with 145 RBIs. It's not Pete. Now the numbers.
Pete's hitting 237.
I get it. It's dreadful. But then again, you know, all right, after last night, Lindor's back in the 240s. I mean, everybody's making it seem like Nimmo's hitting 297 Lindor's hitting 303.
Well,
I mean, talk like they should have three All-Stars. They're lucky they have any.
I was going to say pump the brakes just a little
bit. I mean, come on.
It's almost like everybody now with the Mets, or if you're a Mets fan, is like, oh, you were all nuts. Anybody who criticized the team was all nuts. We told you so. This guy's a superstar. This guy's great. Yeah, that's great. Where were they for the first 2 months of the season?
Yep.
Like, there is a reason why they're not all-stars. And it's not just because Pete Alonso chose to go to the home run derby.
It's not personal. I can promise that the Mets were not squeezed out.
It's because their guys weren't good. There's also a reason why they're a game over 500. Now, it's been great. They've been playing like one of the best teams in baseball for an extended period here. But they were also playing like one of the worst teams in baseball for an extended period. So let's not get nuts here and anoint Brandon Nimmo as the next Mickey Mantle. I mean, my God, or Francisco Lindor is being a Hall of Famer. Again, finish out the season like this and we'll see. But, I mean, my goodness, it is getting a little bit tough to take there. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1-0. Hey, finish strong. Sweep the Nationals today. And then maybe we could have the conversation. Go into the All-Star
break.
Yeah. Well, how about they go over the All-Star? Can it get 5 games over 500? Hey, you want to be talked about?
I know. Last week they had a chance to get 5 over.
I did not think that's the case. But now the talk is like there's some world beaters. I think they're good. And I want to get to more of that on the other side. Just the thoughts I had from watching the game last night. We'll get into it. But do need to pump the brakes just a little bit.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signal. Takes the snap. Looks left. Off the left. First wide open. Touchdown, Giants. In the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It's time for the Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive 2 pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. We'll get to the Yankees coming up in a little bit. One more thing on the Mets from last night. BT, you'll love this. Mm. Did you happen to watch any of the SNY postgame show last
night? A little bit.
Did you notice who was on that show last night?
Terry was on.
No. Terry was on Baseball Night in New York last night. They had Jerry Blevins, who's a regular on there.
Yeah, well, Murphy was on.
Yes.
Yeah, I was Murph, man.
Murph.
The Irish Hammer.
So Murph
got good hair, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's such a good
dude. Hair's good. Got the beard looking good.
So I was there late last night. I had no idea. I just, you know, scheduled whatever a couple of nights a week, late night. And I didn't know that Murph was going to be there.
Okay.
And he was there in the newsroom. We're watching the game with everybody. You know, Jerry Blevins, Gary Apple, the producers, and Murph. And it was really cool. He is next level brilliant when it comes down to analyzing hitting and all that stuff. Murph was getting into it, too, in the newsroom. He was getting into it.
Yeah?
And I was thinking of you because I know you always loved him.
I loved him. Going back to the wheelhouse days.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
Loved him. Had him on the show a bunch back when he was coming up. I've got a thing for lefties.
Yeah, I
do. Lefty hitters. I just, you know, it's a soft spot.
Plus one like him who, as I was talking to him last night, I'm like, you know, we're talking about New York and Murphy is from Florida. So
he
was always playing baseball as opposed to where we're here and we're passionate fans. Yes, we play, but we're also growing up passionate fans in this town. And he said he always found that fascinating. I was like, yeah, well, you're somebody who thrived at the top level, like in the postseason in this town to do what you did.
It took him a while to become the player he became.
100%. And of course, he becomes the player that he did and the Mets let him go.
I think we're Nationals, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, he's one of the rare few. Dude,
I'm a fan. Where did he go to? Did he go to South Florida? Where did he go to college?
I'm not sure. He wasn't a Gator, was he?
No, definitely not Florida Gator. No, I feel like it was South Florida. Hold on.
You're saying that's where he was.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He does some radio in Jacksonville on occasion.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm looking. I just have to see what his batting average was in college.
He is terrific.
He had 398 as a senior.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
No. I actually thought it might be higher, like with the metal bat. 398 he hit. Yeah, wow. Well, he was a great player. He was a great hitter, pure.
He's great on the broadcast. He's great on the post-game stuff. And I remember producing a show with Francesa when it was just Mike Solo down at spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Omar Minaya on, and Omar was talking up this kid Murph.
Really?
This kid Murph, yeah. At that point, it was like, the Mets need some gamers. And Murphy, although he didn't have a position, like they had him in left field at that particular time.
Second
wasn't good
base.
Left. Yeah.
Well, first.
He could always hit.
Yes.
But then when he took that next level of power, it took him to another stratosphere. Anyway, it was a really cool experience just watching the game with him and hanging out with him. I thought you'd get a kick out of that. But more than just that, watching this team is refreshing to me. It's not frustrating. It's the same thing every night. They score a bunch of runs, and then you're hanging on for dear life with the bullpen. But that's refreshing, BT. I enjoy watching a team that is very good offensively, and I'll deal with the weaknesses in the bullpen and the mediocrity in the starting rotation. And, you know, last night was fine, whatever, with Severino. And I know that the Nationals aren't a good team, but still, watching this Mets team, I have a lot of confidence in them now because they're bats. They score a bunch of runs every night. That is refreshing to watch.
Okay. Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, I do think you're leaving out, you know, Sonny. Yeah, they scored two runs in Pittsburgh. They scored three runs in Pittsburgh. They scored two runs in Pittsburgh. They scored no runs in Washington, D.C.
Okay, it happens
on the 4th
on
of July. Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're beating the cover off the baseball. It's not overstated here. They are a...
Look at their runs scored, though, in the last month, if you average it out.
Much better offensive team, certainly, than they were to start. And I think at this point, I would say forget about 0-5, 11 games on. Forget about that. Like, the Mets right now, if I were to objectively, which I always try to do, I analyze who they are from an offensive point of view, I would say that they are a slightly above-average offensive team. I can't go much more than that.
Okay.
I can't, but I'll tell you, if I had to go one direction or the other, maybe a little more than slightly above average or in a negative direction, I might inch a little more favorably than negatively.
Okay, fine. I'm not saying that they're world beaters, but now compare that to what they've been historically, even when they're good in recent years. Like 2022, it was smoke and mirrors how they were scoring runs.
Yeah.
And they were built basically on the pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to 2015, built on pitching. You go back to DeGrom dominating as a Cy Young, and the Mets just couldn't score runs. It's infuriating watching a team that is lifeless, sending up guy after guy after guy that just cannot get on base or get hits or drive guys in or hit with power. The Mets are hitting home runs as well, so it's not just scoring runs. They're hitting home runs. So from a Mets fan perspective, with a team that has mostly been built on their pitching in years past, to see them be built on the lineup and to see that play out, even though it's not top of the league, although the numbers would say that in the last month or so, but yeah, above average offense for the Mets, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a nice change.
Yeah.
But I've always thought that the most torturous way to lose a baseball game as a fan is when the bullpen unravels.
Interesting.
I because think about this. You have a lead. Now, don't get me wrong. The Yankees have gone through it. The Mets have gone through it, as you just chronicled. When you're up there and you scratch out three or four hits and you have 11 whiffs and whoever you get on base is left there and you don't steal bags, your situational hitting is horrendous. It is an eyesore to watch a game like that. But to me, there's nothing that gets me more riled up. And as a Yankee fan, I haven't dealt with this a ton because of Mariano Rivera and obviously some other great ones. I mean, nobody like Mo, but other really good ones. Yanks bullpen's been on lock for a long time. But when you have that 7-3 lead and you wind up going through a 22-minute inning, half inning, and you've got two pitching changes and you give up four runs, like, I don't know how you can lose worse outside of maybe a walk-off home run.
Right.
Honestly, it's treacherous.
Okay, the loss, a blown game by the bullpen, the loss may hurt more. But on a nightly basis, watching a team that cannot hit is infuriating. I agree with you as far as the loss, the impact of a loss.
Yeah.
But when you're watching a team night in, night out, first inning, nothing, second inning, nothing, fifth inning, nothing, they can't get a guy on, can't get a guy over, can't get a guy in, like, over the long haul of a baseball season, throughout the course of a long, nine-inning game, I think I agree with you about the bullpen. Blowing the losses hurt more, but as far as a watch, it's an easier watch when the team is scoring freaking runs.
I would agree with that. That's fair.
That's at least right now what I'm enjoying most about this team, is that it's fun to watch them score some runs. And even in the Yankees' win last night, they couldn't get any guys in. Score any runs.
I'm not gloating too much over that win. I mean, please, when Grisham's your star, where are we going here?
Yeah, it was nice to see him actually want to play for a night. We'll get to the Yankees coming up and your calls on Pete Alonso on the other side as well. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.